So I wanted to talk to you today about the marijuana industry and banking. And we're talking today because the 10th Circuit Court recently made a decision that was kind of a small victory. But instead of starting there, I kind of wanted to back up a little bit. Can you kind of just tell me, like, 2012 hit, Colorado legalized marijuana, and then companies came in, and what did they do with their money?
After voters made the decision to legalize recreational marijuana here in 2012, the state regulators were embarking on doing something that had never been done before and carved out all these regulations. And when the sales began in 2014, they wanted to act like any other legal market, legal business. But there were difficulties with that because marijuana still remains illegal on the federal level. And so the businesses couldn't openly bank. Banks wouldn't touch them. Actually, whole new subsectors of industries developed because of this, because they had to carry around loads of cash. Security businesses need to help them transport that to pay their taxes, to conduct business elsewhere. But in terms of the banking problem, there were some slight attempts made on the federal level to ease some of these difficulties, but a lot of the banks still saw that as too risky.
My understanding is kind of to help solve this problem of traditional banks not really being willing to work with marijuana businesses. Some folks tried to create a credit union that would work with marijuana businesses. Is that correct? And would you tell me a little bit about that?
Closer to the tail end of 2014, a few months in after those legal sales began, this group of folks wanted to start the Fourth Corner Credit Union with that explicit goal to serve businesses in this industry, as well as folks who supported the legalization advocates and nonprofits. And they went through the application process, actually did get approved for a charter through the state. But when they applied, that helped them to get a routing number, and then eventually they wanted to get a master account with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City here. That's where they met a blockade. The regional Federal Reserve Bank said, nope, that's essentially all that money is coming from an illegal enterprise. And Fourth Corner was stopped in its tracks. And then from there, it turned into a legal battle. The Fourth Corner brought its fight to district court, and that case was dismissed by a judge with prejudice, meaning that, if Fourth Corner wanted to bring this back to them, they couldn't refile.
Got it. And so then I'm sure Fourth Corners, they weren't really happy with that decision. What did they do next?
It took a couple months. They decided to appeal the case, and that's where it landed in the 10th Circuit. And then we heard from a three-judge panel from the circuit court. In essence, what the panel decided was that to, in effect, vacate the lower court's ruling and direct them to dismiss that case without prejudice, meaning that this opens the doors for Fourth Corner to pursue that master account again. And then if, for some reason, the Federal Reserve were to deny them, Fourth Corner would have the opportunity to go back to court. There's also some direction from the judges to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City stating that the bank doesn't have the discretion to deny an application from an entity that does meet other qualifications. And so it'll be interesting to see how these judges' opinions will affect or won't affect the Federal Reserve's decision if they are presented with another master account application.
And as you've been reporting on this, have you kind of seen anything change that might indicate that if Fourth Corners did bring this case again in front of a court, that the ruling might be different or that it might go through, it might actually be heard and not dismissed?
It's hard for me to say. I'm not a legal expert by any means, but in terms of some of the legal experts I have spoken with, they say, the 10th Circuit panel, their voices carry a lot of weight. It's something that one of the attorneys who follows this closely, he said that, if this were to land back in district court, that they would have to seriously consider this opinion and this directive. And it's tough to predict what may happen on in the courts. The next step here is for Fourth Corner to apply for that master account, but they still have to get essentially insurance. They've applied to the National Credit Union Administration and were denied there too, and that case is still pending in district court. So it's, in addition to seeing where this may play out in future court cases, the NCUA case, that'll be really interesting to see how much or if this 10th Circuit opinion will come into effect there.
Well, thanks so much for helping me understand this. I appreciate you sharing your research and your knowledge.
Thanks so much, and I hope you have a good day here and a good weekend.